Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. It's a rainy, dreary day here in South Carolina. It's finally getting cold, though. Thank the Lord. I'm ready. I was not looking forward to warm Halloween. I was not looking forward. Yeah, there's no sun. No sun. The little fellas are out here working in my yard still. Yeah, Atlanta. I'm telling you, it is. Yeah. Oh, hey, Monique. I got to meet her this weekend. All right. So it is Ask Me Anything with Coach MJ. And every once in a while, I decide I want to wear contacts. And it does never works out for me. So then today I was like, I'm going to try to wear contacts again. And then I thought, probably not the best idea on a Ask Me Anything when I have to read. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. It's fine. It's fine. I might not can see well. Everything is a little bit blurry, but it's okay. It's okay. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I was just gonna, while everybody's coming in, I was gonna talk about my yesterday. Yesterday was I had urges to eat all day long. Y'all know I'm coming off of my steroid. I hadn't had any. I hadn't had any. I had my last one last week. And I was actually talking to Coach Betsy about this. So I am not a breakfast eater, but I had to eat breakfast to take these steroids, or I was going to be like, whatever. And I will tell you, now that I'm off of them and I don't need to eat breakfast, I still keep telling myself every morning that I need to eat breakfast. And I was like, it literally happened so fast. Like, I was on these steroids for a couple of weeks. I had to eat breakfast. And as soon as I took it away, I'm not hungry for breakfast. But in the morning, I'm like, you should go eat something. It's time to eat. Aren't you a little bit hungry? Don't you think you should eat? Maybe you should eat. I am just going to tell y'all, when I say, James Clear, Atomic Habits, he knows what the hell he's talking about. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. It is so shocking to me how quickly my brain is like, oh, we eat breakfast now. Not even aligned with hunger. My brain has just decided we're a breakfast eater. We eat breakfast. And I'm like, no, I'm not hungry. But it kicks off my day of like urges. And so when I was on the steroids, I was eating a little bit more. I'm up a little bit of weight, working on getting it down now. And, it is so nuts to me how quickly that extra food that my body was asking for while it was healing, while it was inflamed, it makes sense that my body was asking for more food. All of that is gone now, but the thoughts are still there. So, middle of the day yesterday, I was like, I have got to get out of this house. I've got to somehow break this urge cycle. So, I Marco Polo'd my accountability group. Walked my dog again. He had already walked in the morning. I walked him. I walked a couple of miles just to like it, y'all. It just cleared my. I felt so much better. I was so much more ready to sit and work in the afternoon. But it was the struggle was real. The struggle was real. And so, I just want to tell y'all, it was an urgy day. I did well. But I had to change locations. I had to go out and get some fresh air. Self-talk all the live long day. All day long, I talked to myself. All day long, I had to redirect my brain. All day long, I had to reassure myself and say, like, it just is a habit you develop. You're not actually hungry. You had a good lunch. Everything is fine. I am just telling y'all, those days, Corinne did a live on Facebook today talking about the candy challenge. And it was tiring, PJ. It 100% it was. It was exhausting. But Corinne always used to say, you're going to go to bed tired either way. You can go to bed tired from beating yourself up, or you can go to bed tired from fighting for the best version of you. You're going to go to bed tired either way. So yesterday, I decided I'm going to go to bed tired because I fought for the best version of me. Because I matter, because it matters. But Corinne was doing a live today about the candy challenge. And she was like, if you're participating in the candy challenge, you've got to get curious. You've got to get curious. And you've got to say, Wonder what I really need right now. Why do I think food is going to fix this right now? What is going on for me? That was my whole conversation yesterday, y'all. It was just that needing to kind of decompress. I listened after I Marco Polo'd my accountability group and I told them, I was like, I am just having so many urges. It's crazy how many urges I'm having. It's awful. And it was just a day. It was just today I'm feeling much better. I drank a lot of water yesterday. I did all of the things that I needed to get done. I take a lot of vitamins. So yesterday afternoon, I asked ChatGPT how I could split my vitamins up into twice a day. What was the best formula? I was like, how can I take care of myself? I was like, that's a great way to take care of myself. And so I just want to tell y'all, on days like that, I know exactly how you feel. Still happens. I cannot get out from under it. I have a human brain. I have human emotions. And all this stuff I talk about, I have to do for myself. I have to do it for myself because honestly, I always say I never want to meet the future version of me. I hope there's always a better version, one step ahead. I hope when I'm laying on my deathbed, you know, that's when I finally meet her. That's when I want to see her. I want always to be growing. I want to always be learning. I want to always have somebody one step ahead of me that I can ask a question to. How am I going to get through this? What is my next best step? Because there's a version of me. There's a Friday weigh-in version of me. I'm going to LA. There's a coming back from LA version of me. I'm going to visit my daughter. I want to know what to do next. I always want to have somebody to ask the question to. Goal weight is not the end. Goal life is not even the end. There's a version of me with grandkids. You know, I haven't met her yet. I've not met her yet. There's a version of me that doesn't have to look out and see a mud pit outside. I keep thinking about how I'm going to enjoy the outside, even though it's a struggle now and we've gone over budget and all the things. How am I going to get through this? How am I going to look out the window and see this for a month and, you know, not eat over it? So anyway, that's my word for today. That's my word for today. All right. It's Ask Me Anything. Y'all ask me anything, seriously, and I'll answer. And I can read, which is lovely. I can read. Yay. iPhone says, last night I got home from work. I went to the store, bought some food, and of course, chips and dip. I ate the whole thing of dip and a half a bag of chips. I knew it was an urge, and I didn't sit back and think about it for a hot minute. Any suggestions? So now you want to fill out a discovery worksheet. You can find it on the website under resources, helpful worksheets. You want to fill that out and uncover what happened. If you had to guess, if I had $10,000 to give you, if you take a wild guess, what did the chips and dip give you? What were you looking for? And that you were looking for something and it wasn't chips and dip. So the question is in the Q&A, Kim. It was stress from the whole day. Okay. So, you know, I want you to go fill out that discovery worksheet, but you're going to have stress again. There's a future version of you that has a stressful day. She's not going to eat over it. You need to tap into her. On those days, wonder what I can do instead of eat to alleviate some stress. When did I notice that the stress was coming in? Maybe mid-afternoon, like me. I knew the urges were strong mid-afternoon. So I was like, taking a break. Went outside and walked for 20 minutes. I knew it was getting to me. And it's like, in that moment, can you catch yourself? When did you notice the stress? What were you saying about the stress? Like, maybe it was, like yesterday for me, I had a lot of moving parts and I'm trying to get ready to go. So for me, when I was walking, I was like, okay, what am I telling myself about the day? There's too much to wrap up. I'm never going to get it done. I'm leaving a lot on people's laps while I'm gone. Like, I have this whole story that I'm telling myself. So as I was walking, I was like, okay, what is really true? I work with a capable team. I do have time to get things on my calendar. If they need me, they can text me. I'm going to be up probably early as hell because it's West Coast time. I'll be able to hop in if I need to, and it will not affect my time with my daughter. As a matter of fact, I'll probably answer emails and stuff while I'm gone because I'll be awake and nobody else will be awake. It's those sorts of things that you want to catch. What were you telling yourself? What were you saying to yourself? What did you really need in that moment? Is there anything else you can do to keep you from being stressed during the day? Like me, when I felt stressed, I had to look at what is true. All the bullshit I was thinking was not true. And as soon as I took a minute and I took a breath and I stepped away, I could see that. Do you have that opportunity, iPhone? And the good news is, you went to eat, you ate over stress, which what have you done your entire life? Eat over stress. So when you're stressed and you've not practiced anything else, your brain is like, oh, stress. Girl, I know how to fix that girl, chips and dip. We've been doing that for 20 years. I know. Girl, I got you. I know what to do. You don't even worry. You don't even think about it again. Stress is chips. I got you. And it took exquisite care of you. Now you just want to learn a different way for it to take care of you. That's it. That's the only thing that happened. Your brain did what it knew to do. It took care of you. It loved on you. But now you're going to say, you know what? I'm not necessarily looking forward to food being the go-to. What can I learn from this and let stress be the trigger for the new behavior I want to try? Hope that makes sense. Nancy. So I got the, let's see. So I got the same water bottle that you have. I do love it. I got the lavender one, but it says it is 35 and it won't even hold 33. Just wanted to let you know this. However, I'm not sure 2 to 4 ounces is going to make that much of a difference in the scheme of things in a day. Probably not. Probably not. But that is good to know. I've never measured it. I've never measured it. Yeah, I've never measured it. But I do typically drink like three of these. I'm probably good. Oh yeah, the protein powder I use, if you just go on the website under resources, our favorite things, it's on there. We put a link on there because so many of y'all were asking about it. And that Extend is on there that Corinne uses, that creatine is on there that Corinne uses. That's what was all on there. It's all. We got everything is on there. And I'm in charge of it now, so I'm updating it. See, if y'all need something else on there, you let me know. Let's see. Pam, fatigue is one of my few clear hunger signs, but I also sometimes have an emotional eat, procrastinate. I do love that old no BS term. Let's see. When I'm tired, yes. I have tried the halftime method with this, but it hasn't helped with that particular problem. Any other suggestions about what to watch or try for? I almost never have a growling stomach or any cues like that. Okay, so fatigue. Let's see. Let's see. You are we trying to do like, well, you've got fatigue as a clear hunger signal. But then when you habit or emotional eat, when you're procrastinating, oh, so you're procrastinating when you're tired. Well, I would look for other hunger cues. You've got to have a couple of other ones. It could even be for me, I just get like antsy, kind of open up to what else it could be. Because it could be non-hunger cue, I mean, non-physical cues. So for me, I want to task switch from one thing to the other. I do start to get a little bit tired as well. Because if you, and the other thing you can do is, this is the best thing for you to do. Look at the last time you ate. So we don't time eat here and no BS, but you should be getting a good 4 hours out of your meal. So if you know you ate when you were hungry, and it was only 2 hours ago, that's one way you can calm yourself. It's only been 2 hours. You're actually not hungry right now. You're just tired and you're thinking food is going to fix that. That's the only thing that's happening. Now, if it's been 4 or 5 hours, you could actually be hungry. But a lot of times we can use the clock to let us know, like for me too, like I can calm myself. Like you just had lunch. like an hour and a half ago. You know, you ate to enough. You're okay. You're not really hungry right now. You're just tired, and that's okay. You can be tired, still get things done. You're just not hungry right now. So that would be my best answer for you, just because I know that a lot of times I have to do that for myself too. Remind myself, like, hey, you're actually not hungry. You just ate. You're okay. You're okay. Karen Brent, I learned a lot with the candy challenge, and my Reese pumpkins don't have the same power. Girl, ain't that the truth? Corinne reminded me that there will be other emotional situations that trigger me. I'm awaiting her answer, but I'll ask you. I'm doing great at addressing things after they happen, but I want to move my awareness up in the timeline. Eventually, I want to be able to recognize it's an urge when it hits, but I'd like to at least move it up to thinking, what is this about? Or while I'm eating, instead of, what the fuck was that about? I mean, but that's the phases of change, right? Like, you're going to catch it sometimes and not catch it sometimes. That's just the way that change works. So the more you get comfortable after the fact, you'll start to recognize in the middle, you'll just start to notice, like, oh, I remember the last time I felt this. I felt that, oh, I ate over this last time. You'll start to notice. But anytime you're, I would just start a habit, Karen, of like, even if you're feeling happy, because it's not all just to catch shitty emotions, right? Like, if you're not used to feeling your emotions, like, I am not a big emotional person. I'm just not. I'm not. My friends say I'm heartless. I don't think I'm heartless, but I don't feel deeply like some people feel. And so for me, when I was trying to learn how to feel my emotions, I would, anytime I was like, I would just pause during the day and be like, oh, what am I feeling right now? Oh, this is happy. This is joy. Or this is, a little bit of angst, a little bit of, like, you know, kind of anxiety feeling. Just keep stopping yourself. Set an alarm during the day, just a check-in alarm, and just identify the feelings that you're having so that you get better at catching them in the moment. Because my emotional, like, IQ or whatever, about that big, it ain't big at all. And I had a very small, I would even get a feelings wheel, Karen, so that you can, like, just to have it. Yeah, I don't feel deep. It ain't that deep. Whatever. Maybe I just have always pushed it down. It served me well. I'm good. And then notice, like, once you can start to identify those emotions that you're feeling in the moment, you'll get quicker at catching them and triggering them. Yeah, I don't feel. Yeah, Christy said one of her coaches helped her to realize feeling was excited and not anxiety. Yeah, I mean, and once you start to just ask yourself, because we always want to catch the shitty emotions, we want to catch urge, and we want to catch stress, and we want to catch all these terrible things, but there's, life is full of so many emotions, good and the ones that we have labeled as bad. And when we're, a lot of us aren't even good at feeling, used to feeling the good ones. I mean, especially, they don't feel as loud. The bad ones that we label as bad, which I think they're indicators, right? Like, they're just, all a feeling is just like a sensation that's kind of moving through your body. That's it. That's all it really is. Mostly triggered by thought that you're having. Like today, the guys walked up. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing here? I gotta look at them all day. And I noticed I was feeling some type of anxiety about them being out there all day. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I mean, just when you start to feel anything, it's like, okay, what is this? What is this I'm feeling? What can I name this? What does this emotion, what name am I giving it? How does it feel in my body? And then you get better at catching your emotions, especially if you're like me and devoid of emotion. I'm not really devoid of emotion, but wonder if equal time quiets the negative a little. Well, you'll start to recognize the good ones. For me, I didn't feel the good ones. The only ones I really ever recognized were, like, you know, anxiety, sadness, anger, those things. And I was like, the happy was like so like quiet. 'Cause I didn't really give it like equal air time. But you'll just get better at catching them. Garing, I think that's how you say your name. I hope I didn't mess it up. I'm a regular binge eater after dinner. I've been working on in October. Some nights I'm successful at it, and some nights I'm not. Yesterday I did really well all day, but I overate at dinner, and then it was a slippery slope. I ate nonstop until bedtime. Why are some nights I'm in control and some nights I give into the urges? So we talk a lot in No BS about this concept of binge better, Garing. So, like, we have a binge expert coach, Coach Betsy, and she actually still binges from time to time. We have got a on the website under courses. If you're past 30 days, you'll be able to unlock the Pathways courses. And under the Urge Pathway, we have a course called Trusting Your Body that was created specifically for bingers. And so you're actually doing exactly what we tell you to do. Binge better. So there are some nights now you're not binging. And then also the same thing we were talking about just a minute ago. You'll notice that you after the binge, you're like, what the fuck? Good Lord, I wasn't gonna binge. And here I am again. So you catch it after the fact. And so what we talk about is a concept of binge better, which is where you start to catch yourself. Maybe you start the binge. And then in the middle of the binge, you're like, okay, I can decide right now. I can either continue to binge or I can stop right where I am. And sometimes you'll continue to binge and sometimes you won't. But the thing is, Green, the binging started for a not a, like a noble reason to keep you safe. It was the only way your body knew to keep you safe. And so, what you want to do is just figure out how you can binge just a little bit better. And it really all starts with having some compassion for yourself. So that binge is what you're gonna, you just gonna like today. Today is a great way to start working on your binge. I binged last night. Sometimes I do that. I do it to keep myself safe. What can I do today to feel some safety going into the evenings? What story do I want to work on tonight to let myself know that sometimes normal eaters overeat at dinner? Like, that's what I would figure out. What are you telling yourself when you overeat dinner? It's probably you've already fucked up. There's no point. You've already screwed up today. What do you want to tell yourself in that moment when you overeat dinner? And then go check out the Binge Better course. And we also, yes, the day after is so important. Yeah. It's how you handle it today. How do you want to talk about that binge today? After the fact, is having a little bit of compassion for yourself. It is you loving on you. That's what that binge was. It was you taking care of you in the only way you knew how. And we need to be grateful for that sometimes. When we overeat for emotional reasons, we have to realize it came from an amazing place at first. Now we just want to find another way to handle it. You're handling it the only way you knew. And now you're still going to have those thoughts. You're still going to have those emotions, but you want to love on yourself a little bit differently. And so it's just figuring out how to do that. And then after your first 30 days, you can also go to the website and look up the binge subgroup. You can join that group in there. Betsy's in there all the time, answering questions, doing all kinds of stuff. So, and then you can even go on the website under replays, coaching video replays, and just type binge into the search bar, and all of Betsy's past calls will come up as well. So you can look at all of our past binge stuff. So we have a lot of resources for bingers. Susie. I totally understand the lack of need for the Last Supper mentality in No BS. We can eat whatever we want. However, I just realized that I actually have the Last Supper mentality, and it's a part of my routine because it's the volume of food instead of the type of food I want to eat. All I can instead of wait for hunger or stopping at enough. So I do, and they say I will change tomorrow, but then it always goes on repeat. Okay. What is that feeling of fullness giving you? That's what we have to figure out. If you don't eat to full, tell me what will happen. What are you afraid will happen? It probably comes from a great place. Again, it's a learned behavior. Post in there, Susie, what you think will happen if you don't eat to full. Anonymous, I'm going to reward myself with a fast food lunch today. How do I convince myself to not get the fries that I know are never as good as I think they'll be? And how do I make myself leave plenty of bites? Because I know one sandwich is more than enough. In the past, I order it all and eat it all, even when I promise myself I won't. Great question. So make sure you're, if you want to, I mean, how do you convince yourself not to get the fries? It's just a conversation. I know I keep thinking I need the fries, but the truth is they are never as good as I think they are. I'm going to pull up to that window and I'm going to have an urge to order fries. And I'm going to try to convince myself to order fries. But just for today, just this one time, wonder what would happen if I don't order the fries. Am I willing to just see what would happen if I don't order the fries? Truth of the matter is, there's plenty of fast food places around. If I get the sandwich and I eat the sandwich, and I still really want fries, fries are abundant. They're right up the street. I can always have them. They're never far away from me. And if that's what I decide I want to do after I eat the burger or the sandwich, whatever you get, it's totally fine. But just for today, just this one time at this one restaurant, I'm going to see what it would feel like to be a person who didn't order fries today. How does that sound? How does that feel? Well, somebody said, enjoy, is it emotional eating by rewarding yourself with, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it because we use food for emotional reasons. We use food for celebration. 100%. So I think it's totally fine if you want to do that. And then she's also, Anonymous is also gonna level up, which is amazing, right? She always has been a person who orders the fries and the sandwich and eats it all. And then today she's gonna get super curious about it and see what happens if you don't order fries. I think that's amazing. So she's using it like as a reward, and she's also leveling up, which is great. I will tell y'all, I'm gonna brag on myself a little bit. Do you mind? I go to McDonald's and get a quarter pounder with cheese and an extra pickle. And I do that probably once every 3 months, maybe. And I love a McDonald fry, but a good McDonald fry, hot, like almost burns your mouth hot with salt. And so I always do order the fries. And I have now gotten to where if I open the bag and I get like two fries and I put them in my mouth and I'll eat those two fries. And if they are not Velvet Rope McDonald fry level that I think they are, I don't eat anymore. I just leave them in the bag. I love myself for that. It's taken a long time, but I do. If they're not Velvet Rope worthy, I leave them. I leave the rest of them and I order a small fry. There's that. That's what I do. I know. The first time I did it, I was like, if they're not good, like I'm not gonna eat these. And then it was like, I was like, I don't know. And then I had a couple of them and I was like, they're not that good. And then I had to have this whole like conversation with myself, but I did it. And I was like, it wasn't even worth it anyway. It wasn't even worth it. Oh, Lisa says, order with no salt and add your own. They have to make them fresh then. Lisa, you might be onto something. I do love fries in the air fryer. I really do. If you order them without salt, they are always Velvet Rope worthy. Well, damn, y'all, I didn't know. Now I'm gonna have to start doing that. Does that say Anonymous? Does that sound like something you would be willing to try today? And it's not just browbeating yourself. Like, I want you to hear the conversation I had. It's very compassionate. It's not, you said you wouldn't get the fries. You better not get the fries. You're gonna be so disappointed in yourself if you get the fries. You don't need that. No, it's a reward. Enjoy the whole experience. Don't talk to yourself like an ass. So there you go. With love and compassion. A little bit of compassion for yourself. Kim says, I've been in OBS for about 18 months and planning water, sleep, getting movement, eating when hungry, and stopping at enough do not seem like wins anymore. For the most part, I have normalized these behaviors. Well, then you're gonna have to start talking about it like you are ringing a damn bell every time you do it. That's why. Because you're discounting them. You're not seeing what a big deal they are, and you're not talking about them like they're a big deal. If you want to make it a big deal, you have to make it a big deal. I have this note right here. People don't notice you unless you're great at being noticed. These habits won't be noticed unless you're great at noticing them. You've got to notice them. You've got to give them the time you want them to have. There you go. What are next level wins? Is it necessary to declare little daily wins? I do it all fucking day. I declare a win. I don't even know how much I declare a win. If y'all only knew how many times I tell myself how amazing I am every single day. And I tell my husband how amazing I am. He knows. He knows what I think of myself. I do it all day, every day. I don't ever want to be a person who does not hype myself up. I just don't. I'll show you. This is a good example. This is what I put in my water. It's the great value. I'm going to tell y'all this story because this is very indicative of how I speak to myself. I bought this coconut lime. It's my favorite. That's what I put in my water all day, every day. Well, they quit selling it over at the Walmart. So I bought all kind of bullshit and none of it was good and I didn't like it. I just wanted it so bad. So I looked on the website of the Walmart. Okay. And they said they had it at my Walmart, but it's not on the shelves. I've had my husband look at another Walmart. Every time I go anywhere, I look. They don't have it anywhere, but on the website, it said they had them. So I ordered 10 of them for pickup. I ordered pickup from Walmart. I ordered 10 of them. And I said, if it's not good, I'll just walk right into, if this is not, because they asked if you could do a substitute. And I said, no, I didn't want a substitute. I want this, what I want. Anyway, I go and I pick it up and they're there. It's there. I got all 10 of them. Oh my God. I was so excited. I was so excited. I came home and I had my bag with my 10. Y'all don't even understand the excitement I had. I told my husband, I said, this is what persistence looked like. I am so glad I never gave up on what I really wanted in my life. I am so excited that they had these. I am so excited that I never quit trying to find these coconut lime. I am so happy with myself. Persistence has paid off, and this is the proof of it. It's the proof. I am so glad I did that for myself. Y'all, I'm just gonna tell y'all, I called my best friend. I told her all about it, what I had done, and how I had almost given up hope, complete and total hope over these coconut lime great values. I am still excited about it. Every time I go in there and I get one more out of the bag, I'm like, got more. I got more. So excited. If they ever, I need to get 10 more. That's what I need to do. I need to get 10 more. Margaritaville singles to go from Amazon are amazing too. All right, Karen. But this is my favorite. They have a coconut lime at Target. I'm just going to tell you, it's not the same. It's a great value coconut lime. Anyway, that's how I talk to myself all the time. That's all the time, all day long. I just tell myself how amazing I am. And if my husband is not doing it, I'll say, aren't you proud of me? It must be great to have a wife who is so persistent. He hates me, but it's okay. But if you want, I still sometimes, my dinner is really good and I leave it. And I don't, last night, my dinner was so good and I left a bunch of it. Was that enough? And I even thought to myself, fuck me, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's good, but I'm gonna leave it because I'm at enough in my head. I think that all the time. All day, every day. Because I'm gonna just tell y'all, enough shit goes on in the world. Enough people say things to you. Enough things get dumped on your plate. Enough things go wrong in life. I want you to think about all the shit you go through every single day. If we want to balance the scales, ain't nobody gonna do it for you but you. Nobody's walking into a room saying, "Oh my gosh, you're doing so amazing." Nobody. As a matter of fact, if even if you got kids, they'll be like, "Are you wearing that? Why are you wearing that? You think that looks good?" Or if you got a mama like mine, she'll call and tell you what a piece of shit you are. You've got to combat that. If you want to equal the scales of all the shit that goes down every day, you're gonna have to be the one to do it. And that starts with, yeah, I'm refilling every time I go in there and fill up my water, y'all. I'm like, another one down. It's just who I am. We have got to make a big fucking deal out of every way that we take care of ourselves. And a lot of our self-care issues would be taken care of if we actually realized what we do in a day to take care of ourselves. When we go refill our water, when we don't hold our bladder, when we allow ourselves to get up and go pee before our eyes are floating. All of that is it is self-care. When I got this shirt out of seriously, this is the conversation. I got this shirt out of the dryer like a week ago and I ironed it right on the spot because I was ironing something else. And I hung this up in my closet. And when I went there today, I was like, I am so glad I ironed that last week. I ain't even got to iron today. Self-care. Self-care. That is all me taking care of a future version of me. There's a version of me that woke up this morning that wanted to wear this shirt and did not have to iron. Thank you, last week, me. That's what we have to do. That is self-care. Because we do a lot for ourselves, a lot for ourselves. But we don't give ourselves credit for it. We just poo-poo on it. We're like, well, that's what I do now. Hell no. Hell no. No. We ain't gonna discount ourselves. We're just not. We can't. Everybody else is doing it. We gotta be our own hype man. I'm just telling you. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you but you. When people always say, I hate when people say, I hate to toot my own horn. Fuck, I don't hate to toot my own horn. I'm the only one gonna toot it. If I don't toot it, who's gonna toot it? I ain't got nobody sitting around waiting to toot my horn. I'll toot it all day long, honey. All day and twice on Sunday, as they say here in the Great South. I'll do it all time. I ain't waiting for nobody to toot my fucking horn. I'm just not. There are people who sit around and like, be martyrs and whatnot. Or, there are women who won't even give themselves permission to say, like I did yesterday, I'm gonna get up and walk. I can't, I'm gonna have to get up and walk. No BS can wait a minute. And then my husband even saw me on the Ring camera coming back in. He was like, I already took the dog for a walk. Why'd you go for a walk? I was like, I just needed to get out of the house. Well, why'd you go for a walk? Because I wanted to get out of the house. It felt good to do it too. The crisp air of the fall, and I saw the crane and everything. I loved it. It was lovely. But anyway, I got way off. Y'all know I'm gonna get off track at some point during these calls. I can't stay on track. I got my Cheez-Its. Karen Brent sent me Cheez-It socks, y'all. I got them yesterday. I checked the mail when I was coming back from my walk. That's when I found my Cheez-It socks. Okay, now I don't even know what the fucking question was. Let me go back. Kim, sorry. I've gone off topic. Yes, she got me Cheez-It socks. For the most part, I have normalized these behaviors. What are next level wins? Is it necessary to declare your daily wins? Of course, the bigger the wins are gratifying, like smaller clothes, walking further, the scale moving down, and loving me. Yeah, I think I answered that question, Kim. I toot it, honey. Toot it, toot it, toot it. You got to. Yeah, I've gone off on a tangent. Y'all just need, You know what? At camp next year, my name tag should just say MJ the Tangent Sharifi. That's what it should say. It should say that. Matilda, at the end of September, the batteries died on my balance. Every day since, I forgot to replace them. So it's been a month without weighing, and I'm scared. I'm scared to have gained a lot of weight because I finally lost some weight in the last month, and I feel like I screwed everything up. Day after day, I got back into my bad habits. Oh, I forgot to stop it enough. I fuck it ate and didn't drink my water anymore. I don't know how to get back into this. Is this normal? Yeah, 100% it's normal. Absolutely. Here's what happens. You go into an OBS, you've got old habits. Whether we called it fuck it eating, that's what we were doing. We didn't know to call it eating past enough. We did it anyway. That's what we were doing. We didn't get our water in. We probably knew we should have, but we didn't. Whatever. And you've got decades of that. Decades and decades of that. So you come in an OBS and then you do these new habits and you have like 5, 6 months under your belt, a month, 2 months, and then you let those habits fall off. Well, you ain't got a lot of practice rolling the ball down that hill. So your brain's job is to keep things rolling on a habit as much as it can. Those other things were starting to feel easier, but they were not as big of a habit as fuck it eating and not drinking your water and eating past enough. So your brain was like, oh, here we go. I know we can make this so easy. Let's just head back over here. The other one's a little bit harder because you're not used to it. Let's head over here. So it's totally normal. Here's what I want to say about the scale. I don't care if you weigh or not, but the number's a number. If you know about it, you can do about it. The number's the number, whether you get on the scale or not. The number is there. If you're 10 pounds up, you're 10 pounds up, whether you know it or you don't know it. This is true. It's there. The number is the number. If you don't get your cholesterol checked, it's still your cholesterol, right? It's still that number, whether you know it, but at least if you know it, you can do something about it. So I want you, Matilda, do me a favor. Do me one big old favor. I want you to take what you think you've gained, and I want you to add 15 pounds to it. So if you think you've gained 15, I mean 10, let's say you gained 25. When you get on the scale, finally, the number is going to be 25 pounds up. What are you going to tell yourself? Compassionately. What are you going to tell yourself? Because the reason you're not weighing is because you're afraid of what it's, you're going to make it mean about you. Because you're thinking now, I'm going to get on the scale and I'm going to think you're such a failure. This is terrible. You shouldn't have done this. You screwed up again. You're never going to get this. You're scared of what you're going to say to yourself. You're scared of the beatdown. So let's go ahead and plan what you're going to say. Go ahead and decide ahead of time. Don't matter what the number is. It makes no difference. And then don't expect yourself. The other piece of advice I have for you is don't expect yourself to go back immediately doing what you did before you fell off. Don't expect, like, if you were getting your water and doing all the things, like, don't just pick one thing. Like, I know if I just waited for hunger this week, I bet you I could see this number go down. Bet you. Let me see what happens. And then first of all, I want to applaud this membership of women who are finally hearing my cry and my plea. I have been saying for months, I don't care how long you've been here. If you're stuck, don't know what to do, email me. Blue question mark at the bottom of any page, or just reply to any email. I will work with you in email. Y'all have answered. I've been getting a few, not many, a few. But y'all are understanding the assignment. We are here to help you. So, Matilda, figure out what you're going to say to yourself, and then you can email me and I'll help you figure it out. We'll figure out next steps. We're all good. We're all good. You don't have to figure it out by yourself. You do not have to figure it out by yourself. We'll figure it out together. That's the beauty of being in OBS. You got coaches. That's it. Rhonda says, not really a question, but I feel weird having the chips at night for the candy challenge. And last night I had the chips, but then had cookies too. I feel like I didn't need either. I'm finding the challenge challenging. Well, good. Good, good, good. So a couple of people have reached out and they want to only eat it when they're hungry. And I think that's totally fine. I think it's totally fine. For a lot of us, like even if you eat it when you're hungry or whether you're not hungry or you are hungry, it like Rhonda's talking about, it sets off like a thing. Like it sets off like a, you know, I ate the things and now I'm eating the cookies. Now I'm eating the this and now I'm eating the that. Corinne did her Facebook Live today, which is amazing, by the way. She's got a lot of questions that you can ask yourself in that moment. So maybe Rhonda, you want to be a person who only does the candy challenge if they're hungry. I've only been eating my Cheez-Its when I'm hungry. First of all, I want to enjoy them. I don't enjoy them as much if I'm not hungry. I want to actually enjoy them. So I have been doing that. The other thing is, I mean, why do you feel weird? What do you think is wrong with having the chips at night? What are you telling yourself that might be wrong about having the chips at night? Like, that's the first question I would ask myself. And then, you know, you said, I feel like I didn't need either. Maybe you do want to do it when you're hungry. Because maybe your answer is, I don't need it when I'm not hungry. I'm only going to be a person who eats when I'm hungry. And so I don't feel like it aligns with who I am. If I eat it when I'm not hungry, I do want to eat it and I do want to uncover things, but maybe you just don't want to eat it when you're not hungry. Let's see. I would love some ideas to provide excitement for myself at night instead of the excitement of food, Häagen-Dazs. My question, Robin, is why are you looking for excitement at night? It's time to wind down. Are you adding excitement during the day? Why do you feel like you need excitement at night? One of Corinne's tips in the past was to wait and eat breakfast at 10 to make sure I'm truly hungry. I've incorporated that into my routine and it works flawlessly. My problem that I'm noticing is that when 12 p.m. hits, I feel like I need to eat. This kind of in line with using the clock to let you know that you aren't hungry because it has only been 2 hours since I last ate. But do you have any other tips or tricks? I was thinking that maybe 12 o'clock, I walk around my office building or go into an empty office to stretch, but those aren't always appealing options. Yeah. So, Tori, your body can send up hunger signals for a couple of reasons. One is true hunger, but the other reason is timed. So we see this a lot with teachers in the summertime who have been eating with their kindergartners at 10:30, 11 o'clock, you know, like for 9 months, and they get out for the summer and they're always hungry for lunch at that time because your brain is like, oh, this is when we eat. This is when we eat. This is when we eat. So that's what I mean, that could be part of it. It's just a retraining that, like, I know you're sending me this signal because I've been eating all the time at 12, but actually now I'm not going to eat at 12 anymore. So I love the idea. And the other thing too is at 12 you walk around and it's not that appealing. Why does it need to be appealing? Why does it need to be appealing? It's just what you do. I either do that or eat. That's something you can ask yourself. It's just what I do. It's going to help with my urge. And I don't want to eat right now. I want to retrain my brain to wait for hunger. So this is what I'm willing to do. That's what I would tell myself. How do you overcome the fear of being hungry? So for a lot of people, it's very common for people who, like, you know, had like, you know, didn't have food or maybe somebody withheld food from you, that sort of thing. A lot of it is just reassurance. I always used to tell my clients, if you really do have a fear of hunger, always have something with you in your purse, at your desk, in your car, so that whenever you notice that fear of hunger coming up, it's like, maybe this time I'm okay to wait for hunger. And if I get hungry, I have something with me all the time. I always have something with me. I'm never far away from food. It's going in the pantry and looking at all the food that you have. I don't have to worry about being hungry right now because I can see if I ever do get hungry, all of this food is available to me. It's creating that safety that food will be waiting for you when you're hungry. Can I just wait this one time? Because I know I have a snack. So if I get hungry, if hunger strikes, I always have something with me. That's it. You just really have to keep reassuring yourself, creating safety that yes, I am okay. It will be fine if I wait. I have something with me. I am not going to have to starve. And for a lot of you, it is definitely like just, I know why I'm like this. I know that I didn't have food available to me or whatever it was, or you have a bad association with hunger. Probably did some bullshit diet too that made you be starving to death. And I know where this comes from, but that's not where I am right now. It's all of that like reassurance that you're going to be safe. You have plenty of food. You always have something with you when you notice that fear come up. How did you learn to feel your feelings? Ooh. I have realized lately I run on super high anxiety. It's like the house is burning down or the bank account is at zero, thinking all the time, like the other shoe is going to drop. I really feel like I have lived that like this my whole life. So feeling joy or happiness is not something I experience. I feel like I'm always worried about something. How do I find other feelings and dial down my anxiety? So good. I would go on the website under coaching replays and just type in Kathy. Kathy. It's all I do. All of her how to feel the hard stuff without eating comes up. Okay. A lot of it, just like I was talking about, I think Karen Brent was who I said, like set a timer on your phone and literally take a pause and ask yourself, what like feeling am I feeling right now? You can Google feelings wheel, print that out, look at it, and give yourself a couple of choices of what do I think I'm feeling right now? It is just stopping yourself and just name it, whatever it is, just name it and get good at saying the name of whatever it is. And fun fact, you'll every once in a while catch yourself feeling like joy or happiness or whatever. I mean, if you just have random times during the day, I find that a lot of times I'm just content, which to me is kind of neutral. I'm just I'm either content or I'm anxious. Or I'm like happy. Like those are my three. That's usually what I feel. Sue said, "Hi, MJ. You were right. Oh, thank you. I just gonna ponder on that for a minute. I don't hear that often. I was overeating on healthy food. I worked harder at my scientist self. In 6 weeks, I have released 5.8 pounds. So my inflammation is going down and my cravings are so down. My head noise is quiet for the most part." Oh, I love that. I love that. I was emailing with you, right, Sue? Isn't that right? I want to toot my own horn. Toot away, girl. Toot, toot. Because every Halloween has been so hard. And this Halloween, I get to smile and glow from the inside out. Oh my God, I love that. Ah, that makes me so happy. That makes me see what happens when you reach out for help. See? Just I'm right here. I'm right here. All you have to do is email me. I'm literally one email away. I'm literally one email away. And I'm telling you, I've had people send me their data, like my scale isn't moving, I can't figure it out, whatever. I'm helping everybody that emails in. Every single person that emails in. I am not, I mean, I'm gonna help y'all. And I don't ever give up on y'all. Y'all know that, right? Like I am not giving up on y'all. I will drag y'all kicking and screaming to go wait if I have to. I just will. I'll drag you. I'll drag you along. I'll tell you every step to take. I mean, seriously. I will. Y'all got any more questions? We got 6 minutes left. Y'all have like, I have either powered through or y'all didn't ask a lot. Let me, Sue, that makes me happy. Girl, that just makes me happy. Any other questions? Because we can get out of here 5 minutes early if y'all ain't got no questions. What's for dinner? Oh, let's see. I sat all day and watched TV to avoid feeling my feelings. And then I think we're having like a mom and dad passed away. And Laura said, I sat all day and watched TV to avoid feeling my feelings and then drank tequila last night. You know what? I think that's fine. I think that's okay. That's how you took care of yourself. And again, what are you going to do today? How are you going to get back on track? What was it giving you? Probably comfort, whatever. That's, I mean, you know, some days we're going to revert back to what we knew. It's all about the day after. What am I going to say? I enjoyed the tequila, girl. There you go. I mean, there's that. Let's see. Any other questions? Any other questions? And I'm serious, y'all. Email me if you need anything. Couple things before we get off. We do have 5 minutes left, but do not forget Sunday. My kids make fun of the way I say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all the things. Don't forget Sunday is a half day workshop. Lose 10 by January 1st. Okay. Don't forget. And of course, you're going to get the replay. If you can't come, God bless. You know, we give you everything. So don't worry if you can't come or you can't stay the whole time. I will be in the sunny West Coast. It is on the calendar, Jeanette. And it's going to be very, very good. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be amazing. Don't forget, we still are doing the candy challenge. And also on Saturday. So if you've been on the fence about camp, you know, every month the cost doesn't go up, but like, you know, every like we split it up in the amount of months till camp. So then you'll be down 1 month, so the payment price will go up because you got less months. So if you've been thinking about it, go on the website, nobswomen.com, and look that up because the prices are, well, the time is shorter, so the cost goes up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. So if we started out with like 12 months, the cost was broke up into 12, and then now I don't know how many months we're at, but we're about to roll over. So now every month you'll have to pay a little bit more to get it paid off. 316 days to camp. And there's a call on Halloween. Is there a call on Halloween? I don't even know. I don't know. Is there a call on Halloween? I don't even know. Let me look at the calendar because, you know, I don't know. I don't know. What call is on Halloween? Oh, is it the? I'm not doing it. That's why. I don't see a call on. Oh, it is. How to lose 5 pounds this month. There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Mary. Yeah, that's right. Friday. Yep. There's a call. Friday. Friday. Cindy said, when will we hear about the hotel booking for camp? I think soon. I think it might open up in November, but you'll get all the information. We'll make sure you get all the information. Somebody tell what time the call is on Friday. Annette said, I just cannot get back to my old habits of not snacking in the afternoon or evening. Help. Annette, here's what I want you to do. Today you will not have a snack. You're going to journal instead. You're going to journal snack. You're going to snack on journaling. And I want you to write a brain dump. Every thought that comes up, every little bit of it, all of it. And I want you to email it to me. Annette was one of my private clients. I know Annette. I know what Annette needs. Email me, Annette. All right, y'all. Let me know if you need anything. And please email me if y'all need anything. Y'all know where to find me. Sunday is going to be amazing. And then we're going to lose 10 pounds by January 1. Who's in it to win it? I would love to lose these steroid 10 pounds by January 1. I'm going to be doing it with y'all. I'm very excited about it, too. I think it's gonna be very good. I've seen the material and all the things, and it is gonna be so good. Yep, we're all in it to win it. Yeah, this steroid 10 got to be gone. So, oh, Robin's 10 will put her in a new size. Ooh, honey, girl, we're gonna get it. What does that mean? Answered live. Oh, I did answer your question. What was your question, Anonymous? Let me find it. I'll tell you what it was. If you're the one that asked about the fries, I talked a lot about the fries, Anonymous. I had several anonymous. I did talk about the fear of being hungry, anonymous. Oh, I might have missed yours. Okay, I'm sorry. I continue to not make my plan. I have a lot going on in my life and wonder why I continue to jeopardize myself. Okay. I want you to, anonymous, I don't want you to make a plan. If you're not ready to make a plan, don't make a plan. Go over to the website, nobswomen.com. On the No BS under courses, the No BS weight loss course, there's a quick start guide. You can write down what you ate and then did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? That's all I want you to do. That's all I want you to do. Because doable hunger is where weight loss happens. That is where weight loss happens. So, you want to get into waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. So just do that. And then your other question I think was, is there a certain level of better or best foods you should be having every week? I'm eating too many good foods. So it's not the good foods, it's overeating the good foods that you want to work on. But here's the thing, I want you to know, like at No BS, our motto has always been to help every woman lose all of her weight for the last time and feel as amazing as she deserves. So if you're eating only good foods, you probably don't feel amazing because better and best foods are the foods that are going to sustain you, give you energy, and do all that other stuff. Okay. You want to make sure that you're also feeling as amazing as you deserve. So here's what I want you to do, Anonymous. If you want to level up good foods, look at the good foods you're eating. You can even email me some of the good foods that you're eating. We can figure out how to level it up a little bit. Like last night is a good example. I had pasta and I had this truffle cheese sauce that I had gotten from Costco, but I wanted to level it up, right? So I had a can of artichoke hearts. So I chopped those and I put it in there. And I had a cup and a half of cottage cheese left. So I blended that up and I put that in there to add protein to it. And then I had some spinach in the refrigerator. So I put spinach in there too. So I took that good food and made it better. It didn't even taste any different. Didn't taste any different. Tasted just the same. So then my question is, are there any good foods that you're eating that maybe you could just level up a little bit? Maybe you're eating chips and you just switched to baked chips. That's what we could do. You could do. You could do things like that. Little tiny level ups. But if you want to email me what good foods, then I can help you figure out how to level up some of those. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to y'all on the flip side. Is there a certain level of better or best foods you should be having every week? You just answered that again. Okay, yeah, I got you. All right, I will talk to y'all later. See y'all in the Facebook. See you in the emails. Hopefully, if y'all email me if you need help, and enjoy Sunday with Corinne. All right, bye, y'all.